You're listening to the Motor Mouth.
1, 2, 3.
Motor Mouth Radio Rule!
Do you guys know that you're the highest rated automotive show in Westby, Montana?
Give them a listen. Don't change the dial at 12 o'clock. I know you want to.
Motor Mouth!
Well, let's talk about cars.
I love your show, and I haven't worn your t-shirt that you sent me yet.
I think you have nothing to talk about, and you should maybe go to therapy.
Motor Mouth!
Thank you so much, Chris and Wright.
Hey, is this the car show on the radio?
Can Motor Mouth Radio help me get velocitized?
Our trained staff of two will help.
Ooh, I'll be listening.
Your audio, it's almost to the point of being distorted.
Hey. Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
I guess it's just the three of us today, huh?
I said, this time I'm going to have to listen to what you guys have to say.
He's trying to call for like 10 minutes. You people not picking up the phone.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
You guys, once you creep into one's psyche, that's the end of it.
Professor Ray is so critical of my chrome exhaust, I don't know what to do.
Honor to be here with you two guys.
I feel a whole lot better talking to you guys, too, that I can feel confident it's not going to do that to me on the highway.
Oh, I hate hearing that.
Don't put the whammy on us.
Don't put the whammy on. I got to tell you, I love your show. I listen to you guys bantering back and forth. You get me laughing. I learn stuff, which is great. It really is.
So it takes a failure in your car for you to call and talk to us?
I get nervous talking because I know I'm on the radio and oh, man.
No one's listening.
Don't worry, no one's listening.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Word of Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Motor Mouth!
This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motor Mouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
All righty, do you ever get the feeling that nobody is listening to you? Well, welcome to our world. This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show, right here on Long Island. I'm Chris Switzer, and of course, here's a man who basks in a sea of uncertainty and soars in an air of turbulence. And you know him from behind the shop bench is Ray Guarino. How are you, my brother?
Good. And alternately, you know me from the newly formed cast of Frozen, which I am now a member of. Damn it.
And that's for sure. Yes.
I would also be remiss if I didn't say he is the 12A7 driver tube in the Ampeg SVT CL base head of my life.
What in God's name is that?
Our co-host, Joe D.
Yes, a nice warm vacuum tube on a cold
That's
day.
Right.
I love it.
Bass only sounds best through a tube-driven amp.
Oh, hell, pretty much everything does, actually.
Of course.
And on outside gigs, it's the place to warm your fingers.
Yeah. I see you brought yours today.
Yes.
That's good. That was good of you. Thank you.
Wow. Quite an intro. How are you, my brother? What's going on, Joe?
Too cold to talk, I don't know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
At least it's nice and warm in here.
It is. This is a lot better than the first gig.
Right.
Jeez.
Yes, I heard you guys had icicles coming out of places that icicles should never come.
I have frozen digits on top of my frozen digits right now, my brother.
I can only imagine. Now, when they snap, though, that's the tough part. You got to make sure you snap the right ones.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that crunch noise. Mm. Not a lot of fun. But we're here to warm the cockles of your heart on this fine, upstanding day of love. So if you have a question about your car, or like Rob Leonard, because he's listening, will always tell you,
someone else's car.
516-572-7440 is the phone number to get a hold of us.
Let me mention.
You should take love advice from three guys sitting around talking about cars in a basement.
Right.
Yes.
We do have a guest today.
Yes.
We're going to be talking to Mr. Lewis Lee from allendsmag.com. Lewis is one of the fellows who runs Lou Santiago's Blab channel on blab.im. That's Plane in Traffic. Lou's going to call us in a little while. We're going to talk all about his... He's in Ohio, so he's as cold as we are, but we'll be catching up with him in a few minutes. And I have a question that can override the show today, fellas.
Okay.
Oh, good.
72% of men exaggerate about this when talking to a woman. What is it? Think about that. Mull it over, and maybe our callers will want to venture a guess to that.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, I've never been so cold as when I felt my hands cold inside my gloves as this morning.
That's right. The thing you were talking about that you exaggerate probably got cold and fell off.
I didn't say I exaggerated it, but 72% of men do. That's for sure.
72%.
That's a lot.
Are they talking to strange women or are they talking to their wives?
Doesn't say. You know, they just, I read it just as I found it. That's exactly the statement as it was read. It wasn't.
I can exaggerate about, you know, two totally different things to two totally different groups of women.
And you normally do.
I do.
And then you come and talk to us. And then we say, get the hell out of here. What the hell are you talking about?
No, that's why my voice is this deep, Ray Ray. Already. 5165.
Is that why you wear the high boots?
Yes, I am. Look, my booth. Anyway, 516-572-7440 is the phone number. So you can give us a call before we talk to Lewis Lee from allendsmag.com. Yes. What, Ray Ray?
I wanted to throw out to you again today that Joe will maybe back me up on this, that in this weather, there's a propensity for things to freeze.
What doesn't freeze?
In your car. Now, this, I reported earlier there were three things. I'm going to amend it to four things. Actually, in your battery, if you have a lead-acid type battery, the water in the battery, I've seen it freeze.
Sure, if the charge is low enough, sure.
Where the case will actually explode.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, well, there's actually a couple of them, but then another one.
Try to charge a froze battery.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't work too well.
Yeah, that must be a joy.
Not unless you're doing a YouTube video and you have very, very thick plexiglass.
yeah. ballistic glass.
It will explode.
Yeah. Right?
It will explode.
Oh, hell yeah. Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
Oh, yeah. Now, here's something else that'll explode. What? If you have an exorbitant amount of moisture in your tires, they can freeze. I've seen that. I've actually had a test driver call once that the person said they had a weird noise, didn't know what it was. And I was scratching my head, too. It was actually ice that had formed inside the tire and broke loose and was rumbling around in, like when a valve stem gets pushed in. It was rumbling around inside the tire.
Sounded like a Santana rhythm section.
Oh, it sounded pretty cool. It was como va.
Wow. Yeah. Son of a gun.
And then, of course, your coolant, if you don't have the right amount of glycol, that can freeze.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And, of course, the fourth thing is your sorry ass.
Exactly.
Because I'm freezing today.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to the fun. See if we can get warmed up by saying hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Good morning, little toasty, frozen, little fingertips out there from Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is it above freezing out there?
Let's see. Today's going to be in the 60s. This week going to hit the 70s, and the ski slopes have been in the 30s, 35s. It's been absolutely phenomenal.
I'm so glad.
Unseasonable light temperatures.
Hello? I can't hear you. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, it's too warm. There's smoke coming out of the microphone here.
Wait, let me turn around.
We have sunshine. That we have.
Right. You know, you just mentioned, that's something I was going to mention about, is stupid things people do in the wintertime to get into their cars. Now, this is going back from experience, and, mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Joe, my condolences that you're subjected to these guys on a regular basis. I don't know what you did to subject yourself or what kind of penance you got to pay, but good luck with them.
It's cold. I'm numb. It's all right.
He lost the bet, Bronk. He lost the bet.
I guess so. That was it. Well, anyway, see if you came across this, and these are true stories based upon experience. Okay. People used to say, heat the key before you insert it into your key lock if it was frozen. You heard that, right?
I've heard that, yes. We've heard that, yes.
Okay. Well, I had this one moron. He took a Bernzomatic torch, and he thought they said, heat the key lock. So he put a Bernzomatic torch on the key lock, and what do you think happened? So the little nylon components and the paint surrounding the key lock.
Crackled and burned.
Crackle, crunch, smoke. Crunch. Okay? Yes. So needless to say, he didn't get into the door that day.
Wow. Holy smokes. That's
right? True, right? Maybe you heard of that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. People try to conduct the heat with, you know, the
thick lighting. How about this one? Mm-hmm. Let's throw water on the windshield when it's frozen solid, and make sure you use hot water.
Right.
That doesn't work either.
That sounds like the lesson in thermodynamics.
Yes,
right. But it does clear the windshield almost instantaneously.
Yeah, because it's on the dashboard now.
Right, the dashboard. Now you got a clear vision of the surrounding environment.
Right. Okay. Holy smokes.
All right.
That's awesome.
Another one is one of my favorites, and they've made a lot of money doing this. The windshield wiper transmission. They leave their wipers on the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it freezes up, and then they start the car, and now the wipers are frozen to the glass, and what do you think happens? Snap, snap, break, break. Okay.
You know, it's funny, Bronk. I was thinking of you recently because that happened with the Pathfinder. I had left the wipers on unbeknownst to me, and then there was like a thin film of ice on the blade on the windshield, and it went, you know, I would just, the windshield jump, the wipers jump when it just breaks free of that ice. And I was thinking to him, I'm like, oh, man, I can't bear to tell him that I broke the windshield wiper, the arms, and the transmission by doing it, because he's always talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Just one thing to do, and this is just a habit I got into, was that if it's frozen out, pull the blades or free the blades up from the windshield before you get into your car.
Sure.
This way, if it defrosts, you could use them, because mm-hmm. chances are it's still going to stay frozen, because, as you know, the defrosters are above the glass line where most of the wipers sit down, you know, in the crowd over there. Mm-hmm. So free them up, and maybe save yourself a few bucks in misery at that point in
you
time.
You know, some cars let you do that. On my Impala, the 96, when right. they're in a rest position, there's little blocks that they rest on, and I can actually lift them and put them on those blocks so
yes.
the wiper is actually off the glass by about an eighth of an inch.
The Corvette had it, too.
It must have been a GM thing. Yeah.
GM's been doing that for a while, too. And, of course, a lot of cars, Chrysler's, Jap cars, that come immediately to mind, you could just take the wiper and just flip it all the way
flip
to
it up, right.
all the way
flip
up.
Right.
Which is nice for hanging little decorative banners or something. Just in case it snows that much.
A white flag. Help!
right across there. Yeah, but it's just some fun things, too. Another thing what people don't do is that they let their tanks run all the way down, especially in the wintertime, down to about a quarter of a tank of gas or so.
Right.
And with the condensation, as Ray was mentioning before, you get naturally gas line freeze, and then they'll go there crank, cold car, drain the battery to hell, and the car still won't start.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing, keep your tank at least three quarters full in the cold weather.
Very cool.
And dry gas is still an option. It still works, you know, especially on the older vehicles that see a lot of stop-and-go driving. So that might help out, too, a little bit there. You know, it's something.
Actually, they give us dry gas in the methanol. That's
right.
That is alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's more alcohol in the gas than happy hour at the bar around the corner from my job.
All right, we got to go. I want to go and test that. I want to see for sure.
Right.
I want to do my own independent testing of that one.
So you're not on Team Burns-O-Matic for that, then, I guess.
Right. Not going to work there at all. You know, but I'm so glad you guys are freezing your butts off out there. I think I'm going to go put my shorts on and sun myself today.
Well, thank you, Brock. We hope you get a sunburn right past the shorts, okay?
Right there. Right where the sun don't shine at this point.
Well, I'm playing the music, so you know what that means, right?
You know, it's time for the time. Well, anyway, guys, have a great Valentine's Day to all. And
thank
be
you.
Warm and toasty, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
You right. got it, my Enjoy. Brother.
So
be
long,
safe.
Man.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That was the Bronc. 516-572-7440. When we come back, hopefully we'll be talking to Lewis Lee from allendsmag.com. Joe D., Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motormouth Radio on the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. If your significant other loves your classic car or hot rod more than you do, if they do, they push you out of the way to clean the car before you can get to it, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Keep it where you got it. Got a lot more coming your way.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said Motormouth thing.
WHPC Garden City, New York, the voice of Nassau Community College.
Join WHPC's daily news wrap-up, weekdays at 4:30 p.m., bringing you a complete report of the day's news home and abroad, as well as sports, weather, and many other informative features.
We're Long Island's FM alternative.
Let the Motormouths help you with all of your car questions at 516-572-7440.
We're back. It's Motormouth Radio, 516-572-7440. Ray Guarino, Joe D., I'm Chris Switzer. Let's go to the phones and go to the fun and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths. Hello.
Dead silence.
Yes.
No, can you hear me now?
Lewis!
Hello.
How are you?
How's it going, fellas?
Doing well. Lewis Lee, allendsmag.com. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just trying to get warm like you guys.
Yeah, what's it like up in Ohio today, Lewis?
We're looking at about 13 degrees and about 2 inches of snow. It ain't real bad.
Nice.
That's pretty good compared
to
what we're dealing
with.
Yeah, compared to what we're dealing with.
At least you got two digits on your thermometer. Jeez.
Yeah, well, we can't complain, though. It really didn't hit as hard like it did in the past.
Right, mm-hmm. right. There's still time.
Yep.
So, Lewis, tell us about this megalith that you're working on. I mean, you're a busy guy, man. I mean, you do a lot of stuff, media-wise, personal-wise, hobby-wise. But with the All Ends Mag and the Blab thing, talk to us a little bit about that. This is the time to get it out to our listeners.
Okay. I'm from All Ends Magazine. It's a online magazine that we publish on the iBookstore. And I came up with this idea like 3 years ago. I'm a big car nut, so I figured I would use my college degree and do something positive instead of just paying student loans back.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And, being in the industry, I've been in the industry for probably 20 years, 25 years, and I've passed paths with tons of automotive people. So me and Lou became friends maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And so we just kept talking that we needed to do something for his fans. Mm-hmm. Give back to them, maybe answering questions or just advice on how to build. So this new platform, Blab, came about, and it's a live platform on the internet. And so we created a show for that. It's Plan and Traffic. And we just get on, and it's just like we're sitting in a garage with a whole bunch of car people just talking about cars and trucks and motors, whatever the case.
And that's just because nobody can ever really get enough of Lou Santiago.
True.
I know. True. I can't.
He's an overpowering guy. He is. Uncle Lou, I call him.
What do you call him, Lou?
Uncle Lou.
Uncle Lou, yeah.
Uncle Lou.
Yeah.
Uncle Louie.
No, Lou commands the room. When he walks into the room, he definitely commands the attention, sure, which is great. That's what attracted me to the whole deal.
Now, Louis, I've watched the Blabcast, and it is pretty good. It is informative. It's a lot of fun, and it's the fact that there are four individual squares to, four different heads in there. It's pretty unique. It's something that I'm definitely interested in. I like it. I like the show, and I kind of watch it like incognito.
See, Chris, I knew you would like it because it kind of harkens back to live radio, where on Blab you never know, like, who doesn't have lighting available. Like, sometimes right, the light's behind the person, like, and then sometimes a guy will come in but have no audio. It's like totally on the fly. You never know what you're going to get, and it drives these guys crazy, but that's just the way it is,
Yeah. You never know who's going to come on. That's what's nice about being live, that it's not scripted. People come on, and they're really, themselves. And, you see their cat running around in the background, or, it's a pretty neat situation.
Well, now, wait a minute. This week we saw your cat running around right in the foreground. His cat jumped right up on the...
You got photobombed by your cat?
It was cool.
Special guest star.
My cat was right on the floor next to me, and usually he'll jump up, but I think he was afraid of the microphone, so he kind of stayed away.
It's funny, Lewis, because this is what we've been doing here for the last 14 years. It's the same premise as what you guys are doing, and that's why we love it so much, because it really is infectious. When you can just sit a bunch of guys together, no script, and just throw it all out there and see what sticks... Mm-hmm. It's always a lot of fun, and I'm sure we used to call it Radio Gold. Now we have to call it Video Gold, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really nice platform, and it gives us a chance to see what other people are doing around the world, because this is worldwide. Mm-hmm. We get people from all over the world coming on, and what's nice about it is that you see that there's no prejudice in the automotive love. It's women, it's kids, it's animals. Everybody loves, cars.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
Once you get on and start talking about it, you don't know what color that person is. Well, we do because we can see them. Well, but you know what I'm saying?
Lewis, you wouldn't happen to be watching the Vaughn Live link on the video channel, would you?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Because I was going to flash the gang sign that Lou flashed on Thursday, but I'll leave that for another time then. Because I figured out how to do it. I actually practiced, like, how the hell did he do that with his hand? And I got it. It was at the end of the show. You got to watch the replay if you want to see it, folks. You got to go check it out. Yeah. I'm not going to give it away.
You're not going to give it away now?
No, man. You got to go check. Go watch the... Go, Lewis, how can people find last Thursday's show online? How can they see it?
You can go on my website. It's allendsmag.com.
Mm-hmm.
And every week we put the new show that's going to be on following that next week, and then you can watch all the replays there also. And you can also go to YouTube and just type in plan and traffic, and it'll come up there also.
I'll tease these guys. This was the sign, and it went like this. This and this. Okay. And you have to watch to see, because Lou did it better than me.
In
probably.
The nerd community, we would call that the drunken Vulcan.
Drunken Vulcan. Yeah, that was hard to do, man. That hurt.
Funny thing is, ow, because we're actually running a web stream as well on VaughnLive.tv/MotorMouthRadio. So if anybody was lucky enough to watch that and see
Flash in the gate, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it either. I don't know.
Almost. You got to really give it a good cross. It's got to be a, you got to have a, I'll tell you what it is. It's a W and an M.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Right. That was cool. I was laughing when I saw that.
All I know is...
That should leave in a Jack Daniels. Screw that.
You know what? I can't get my fingers to contort like that in this weather.
I didn't think I could. But, Louis, that's the thing, like you were talking about before. That show kind of brings together everybody. It brings people of all different backgrounds, races, nationalities, countries. I mean, and that's what it's all about. It should be that way. It really should.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And we also have... We have a special guest to come on. Like last week, we had Brian Calaway from UFC. He's a UFC fighter, and you know he's in the cars. And you never know who's in the cars or automotive until you know you start talking to him. So we have him on the show. Let people know that you know it's everybody.
You know, and ironically, he was on the show from his car.
Yes. Cool. Yes.
He was actually
this platform. You can go on your telephone or your computer or your iPad or whatever.
Right.
It's a pretty wide based platform.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Joe has it up on the computer here now too. He's got the OLN's site up there.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Joe's got his laptop.
Lewis is quite a graphics guy.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of cool graphics.
Better than me. I'm still using crayons.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool site.
Yeah, man. We're trying to incorporate all the different medias. We want everything but print, because print's kind of fading away.
Sure.
But anything to do with visual communications or anything like that, we're trying to incorporate in the magazine. Like if you actually go get the magazine, you'll see that we have stuff moving across. We have videos playing. I mean, it's a really neat platform.
What's cool too is you also have your son involved, Lewis Jr. And I can't keep track of all these Lews because everybody goes by different names, which is really nice because now it's a family deal.
Yes. My son, he's graduating from college this summer. Mm-hmm. And he's in communications, and he's just doing his thing. Great kid, never been in trouble,
right.
and on fire for business activities, and you know he's doing his thing.
Just tell him to stay out of radio.
And I got to say, you know, it was a few weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, he was broadcasting from his cell phone in a bay somewhere in Florida. He was shark fishing. I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
You know? So anything is possible in this format. It's really great.
Lewis, can we leave you on a little bit? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more about your Blabcast and allendsmag.com. Can we do that?
Sounds good.
All right. Hold on one sec. We got Lewis Lee on the line to talk more about the Blabcast and about allendsmag.com right here at Motor Mouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D. I'm Chris Switzer. Got a lot more coming your way right here, right now, on the Motor Mouth Radio Network here at MotorMouthRadio.com. Hold on.
Got a car question? Give the Motor Mouths a call at 516-572-7440.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
You have a short in your horn.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Break out the mood rings and slip on the platform shoes. It's the Super 70s, the decade that brought us Elton John, Donnie Marie, and Fonzie are back on WHPC. Join me, Ron Stevens, as we count down the top 20 hits of a featured week and hear lots of bonus hits from that memorable decade. So listen to the Super 70s on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College.
The Super 70s, Tuesday at 12 a.m. and Saturday at 7 a.m., on 90.3 WHPC.
Have a question about your car or someone else's car?
Then give the Motormouths a call, 516-572-7440.
All right, hold on those calls, because we have Lewis Lee from All Ends Mag on the line with us. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer, Motormouth Radio, your one-stop shopping for everything all automotive. Right here, talking all about how the shows are pretty much the same, the Blabcast and Motormouth Radio. We're both shooting for the same audiences here.
Similar, but and we've shared guests already because John Day, our guest from last week, came from...
Right.
I met him on the Blabcast.
Lewis, I actually like the fact that you have thrown your show to Ray. I thought that was so... It was... brilliant and ballsy at the same time, because you're like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, Ray, it's your show. Look, let's get it straight. It was the end of the night. Everybody's gone. Lewis is like, hey, you want to run it? It's yours. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
And then everybody clears out.
Hello.
And then, right, there's this one lone square. It's Ray. He's like the Paul Lynn of Hollywood Squares. Bang, he's right in the middle, and there he is.
Hey,
you know what? I trust Ray. He's a car guy. I mean, hey, he can just run it.
Yeah, well, that's the thank you, and that's the beauty of like doing radio. It doesn't scare me. It's like, what are you gonna? You know, I said, listen, I'm not gonna talk to myself. So if somebody doesn't come on, I'm going to bed. And then, and that was a fellow. It was one of the regulars, Lou. I don't remember his name. Tim, right? We were talking about guitars and music because he plays in a band. So we're talking about the bar scene in Ohio.
Well, the first time I think you had thrown it to Ray. Ray was there by himself, and I think you started talking to John Day.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ray was like, "Okay, now what?" And I thought I was brilliant. I was fixated. I wanted to see how my longtime radio colleague was going to dance his way out of this.
Of course, you wouldn't click the call in button.
No, I wanted to see you struggle.
I'm glad you didn't.
He did his thing. Hey, that's what it's all about.
He was great. He was a consummate professional, and I commend him.
Well, let's not get crazy here.
He was good. You were good.
I was consummate.
You were anointed.
So, Lewis, you have a car project in the works that you and Lou are going to be working on. Oh, it's a truck project. Actually, tell us about that.
Yes, we're going to build a 87 Suburban, and we're going to cut it up and slam it on the ground, put it in the dirt, as Lou would say.
Right. Yeah.
And what we're going to try to do is we're trying to build this truck and drive it across country to SEMA this year.
Wow. Nice.
So and we want to maybe get a caravan of people that's going across to join us.
That's good. Instant support.
Yeah. We need support in case we break down.
Yeah. Who's got the jacks? Who's got the extra gas? Who's got the engine crane? Right.
Yeah.
Now, your plans for that are kind of, every week on the show, it usually comes up again in conversation about what the new plans are. Mm-hmm. And lay that out, Lewis. I know Lou isn't a fan of hydraulics or the... or airbags, even though he covers that on Carfix, but he's talking about
he wants to drop it so it's 4 inches off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We want to cut the inside of it up so all of the parts end up inside the truck so we can slam it pretty low. I'm a airbag guy,
right?
So I got to talk him into doing some airbags because I want to pull up and drop it on the ground and get out with my shiny shoes, you know.
Yeah. No, the thing is now, too, we learned this from the ELTC guys, there's dual bladder airbags that they use in cold weather climates because the single bladder bag, sometimes the air can leach. It can leak out through the rubber gets so cold it separates. But the dual bladder bags work well in a cold climate.
Hmm. Yeah. Technology is growing wild with the airbags.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So if I could talk him into doing it, that's what we're going to do. He's also teaching college classes down there in North Carolina.
Piedmont Community College, that's right.
Yeah, so they're going to pull the truck into there and work on it. And so we're going to promote the school also to, show that the kids can get it done.
And then you just got to call that airbag company and say, listen, guys, if you send us out a set of those bags, we'll put your banner up.
Yeah, we're looking for sponsors, so anybody out there wants to, contact me.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Now those trucks are kind of big and boxy. I'm picturing it with a top chop. Are you thinking about anywhere near that idea or no?
Well, I'm a tall guy. I'm 6'4", so if I chop the top, I'm be in trouble.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. You need a sunroof.
But what I want to do is one of those canvas slide roofs that slide the whole length of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? Actually, they're coming out on the Jeeps. Have you seen the Jeeps?
And the new Fiat has that, too. I forget the model. They roll up. Yeah. And VWs use those many. And the Fiat Topolino, I think, not the Topolino.
The 500.
Yeah.
The early 500, yeah, had that.
Yeah. So I'd like to do that, do a nice custom interior, and then open that whole roof open so, you know, we got sunlight.
Okay.
And as they say, blow their brains out.
Right. Now, engine power, you thinking small block, big block? What's the deal?
I'm thinking an LS motor.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, LS, maybe a turbo on it, if I can finagle that.
I'd stick with the standard tranny, with the OD tranny. Might as well get to drive it.
So, Lewis, how are you going to try and convince Lou Santiago into putting some bags in this puppy?
I don't know. I'm trying to work on that. I gotta maybe start sending him pictures so it just starts seeping into his mind.
You got to lace his Cafe Bustelo with some of the coffee moonshine my daughter brought me back from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then he'll do anything. Because I know I'll do anything when I drink that stuff.
Lou's the man, though. I got to listen to what he says because he's the top notch. You know, he's like one of the top five builders in the world.
He's a hell of a fabricator, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, he is.
Now, wheels, I know you have a very pinpoint vision when it comes to wheels and tires. You're very you're very set. So tell us what your likings are.
I like the five-star look, the directional wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to go with maybe a 20 or 22 inch. We don't want to go real big, but, you know, just enough to stick up under the hood.
Yeah. You got to fill out those wells on the truck's got big wheel wells.
Yeah.
With 315s in the back, maybe, and, you know.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
we're going to tub it out, you know, tub it inside and, you know, C-notch it. So it'll be a nice truck.
Oh,
maybe do a two-tone paint job.
Right. Yeah, we were going on that a couple of weeks ago about the two-tone and who liked what colors, and there was a lot of derision about what was yes and what was no. But that's
I really like that burnt orange.
Right.
Burnt orange and cream.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Combination.
Well, burnt orange and black.
Yeah. Big on the burnt.
Maybe the top half like burnt orange and then have it fade down into black or something. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you can do a lot with that. You can do a lot of there's a lot of possibilities. Any graphics or no?
Yeah, it's a big canvas too. And I'm an artist, so I'll probably do some airbrushing on it myself.
Okay.
You know, maybe incorporate something with the magazine and Lou's brand. You know, maybe the school.
Right.
You know, we'll figure out something. And we'll put it up on the internet. Let people see it.
Youngstown crew on the back doors, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo. Represent,
we
right?
Call it the yo.
Yeah,
all
right.
The yo. Let's keep you on for one more break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about All Ends Magazine. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
All right, hold on 1 second. We have Lewis Lee on the line from All Ends Mag talking about the Blabcast, Lou Santiago, and the project that they're working on, the project truck. And a lot more coming your way. Ray Guarino, Joe D, I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motormouth Radio. You can check us out on Performance Motorsports Network. You can also hear us on iHeartRadio. We're proud. Them, not so much. But when we come back, got a lot more coming your way. Keep it where you got it.
The Motormouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
Whether your car is fast or slow, we're your number one radio show. Motormouth Radio, baby. Ow.
Gamers, anime watchers, comic book enthusiasts, lend me your ears. For today, you experience a radio show unlike any other. It's Nerdvana on 90.3 FM WHPC. Take everything you know about traditional radio and throw it out the window. Justin Greenberg and I talk about everything games, anime, comic books. It's from 11 p.m. to midnight every Friday, only on 90.3 FM WHPC. Welcome home, nerds. Welcome home.
Got a car question? Give the Motormouth a call at 516-572-7440.
All righty, we're back with Lewis Lee from allendsmag.com on the line with us right here. Joe D, Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. Manning the board and keeping everything all nice and tight and bottled up right here for you on Motormouth Radio, your one-stop shopping and all automotive action just for you.
So, Lewis, tell us a little bit about AllInsMag.com.
Okay. I started like 2 years ago, and we sell it on the iBookstore, and we're working on getting it in the Android stores coming up this year. It's a learning curve, so we're really pressing to get all this stuff done. But we cover everything from go-karts to NASCAR, everything in between. You know, we try to cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you do this while holding down a regular day job too. This isn't like, you know, this is,
yes, sir. This is my love. The magazine is my love. Anything to do with automotive. I actually drive a city bus during the day, and I'm Batman at night.
Right. That's cool. That's the best way to be.
Yeah.
And I also run I have a leather company where I make leather products.
Right.
That became a hobby and it ended up making money, so I do that also.
I was just telling Joe about that on the break, and we agreed that that's really kind of a dying art. Not many people are doing that anymore. It's like finding a guy who knows how to metal etch really good. It's,
yeah,
you know, forget about it.
It really is. I started doing it like 4 years ago. And I carry concealed carry, so I wanted a holster for when I wear my church suit.
Yeah. Kind of my,
you know, so I started looking around. I seen leather holsters. I was like, man, those are pretty nice. I was like, well, I think I can make one. I'm going to try it. So I bought a couple tools, you know, started making some leather stuff. And then my wife said, hey, can you make me a purse? I was like, well, let me see. Yeah. So now I sell purses.
So did you make yourself an IWB holster?
Yep.
Yep.
I can make anything.
That's the way to go.
Anything that I can... That I can hold in my hand, I can make it.
Milt Sparks, Galco, these guys have nothing on Lou, I'll tell you. And that's the thing. Now the major guys, well, Milt Sparks still does hand tool leather. That's one of the premier leather. They made a lot of the police department stuff. When you see the cross weave pattern, that's a Milt Sparks. Weaver was another one that did it. But now they've all, pretty much a lot of them have gone to nylon for the tactical stuff because it wears better, it's softer, you don't have to break it in. You know, it's kind of
lighter.
It fits right off the bat. But that's cool. Yeah, that's so you got to have some leather work inside this truck.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to tool the dash and the seats and stuff. You know, I'm gonna put my mark on it. I love tooling. Anything I can draw, I can tool.
Nice.
So it can get really wild.
What was the learning curve on learning how to do the leather work?
Just knowing what tools to use. I did a lot of research on videos.
Right.
You know, on how to do it and some books I got. And then I joined the Leather Guild, and these older guys, man, they're professionals, man. It's unbelievable the stuff they do.
Yeah.
And,
so do you use
so
those?
I try to learn from everybody I talk to.
Yeah. Do you use the different size wooden mallets?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Actually,
I've seen.
Actually, they moved from the wooden mallets to like a
plastic, right?
Yeah, it's like a.
Yeah. Nylon.
I don't know what it's called. They're not. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, the white nylon. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And so I tap in the whole. You can go to my website. It was Lee, L-E-E, .com, and you can look at some of my work. You know, I got some nice tooling stuff that I've done.
Okay.
Leather purses. I made some stuff for celebrities like Coco, Ice-T's wife, Coco.
Uh-huh. Oh wow.
Yeah, so I have a Coco Edition purse on there. You know, cool. So it's a hobby, and, you know, if I get broke, then I'll push it.
And the best hobby is the one you can make some money at. That's fantastic. Yeah. My hobbies just cost me money.
Yeah, it's a stress reliever. You know, I get in my shop, and now I have an industrial sawing machine. I got a full-blown shop. So
nice.
There's nothing I can't do, and it's relaxing, man. It, you know,
yeah.
It just gets me ready to do whatever I have to do.
Right, right.
That is amazing. You do not let the grass grow under your feet, that's for sure. All Ends Mag, the making leather products, keeping a full-time job.
Driving the dust.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I got to get benefits, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, Lewis, when
I do a lot of traveling, too. You know, we travel a lot for the magazine. We meet up at shows. You know, we're connected up with a lot of the celebrities that do car stuff, so... We travel around a lot, and, you know, people think we're bigger than we are, you know.
Yeah, we know how that goes.
That.
You know, just last week, your son, Lewis, was saying that, I don't know if you were with him, but he was saying he was out here on Long Island for to see Extreme Whips, right?
Unique Whips.
Unique Whips, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I used to own a transport company, so I was hauling exotic cars for a lot of TV shows like Pimp My Ride and Unique Whips. Mm-hmm. And so I took him when he was like 10 years old. I took him up there, and, you know, you got to see the whole production of the show and, you know, meet some people. So, yeah, he's been around it for a long time. You know, I've been doing some stuff.
Great.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So what's in the future? What are the plans for down the pike with you guys? You have anything?
We're getting the production company together. It'll be All Ends Media, and what we're trying to do is everything that we're doing is leading towards our own show, and we're going to probably do it online. It'll be an online show, so we don't have to deal with the corporate networks. And we'll be able to do what we want to do and how we want to do it. So that's where we're heading.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool.
Excellent.
Very cool.
Excellent. Very good.
So Louis, how can anyone, I mean, I think I counted about 6 different individual websites.
Yeah.
How can anybody get a hold of you for any information on, anything that you do?
Well,
oh my gosh.
Well, the magazine website would be the best place to get a hold of me. It's allendsmag.com.
Right.
And you can reach me there or Facebook under Lewis Lee. Mm-hmm. And all my sites link to each other, so you can pretty much find me. Plan and Traffic, if you Google that, it should bring us up too.
That's the thing. If people stop in on Thursday night at 9, they could actually see you and speak to you kind of in person over the computer on the Blab channel. And I think if they catch the Q7 bus over there in Youngstown, they may find you too, I guess.
Yeah. Right? Never know where I'm at.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Hey, when you're driving the bus, do you ever, like, just see what this baby can do type of thing? You ever put it into turns, try and get the back to drift a little bit?
The other drivers laugh at me because they catch me every once in a while trying to drift it a little bit. You know, if I get a fast bus, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Yeah.
Lewis, who's scheduled for this week coming up on Blab? Is there anybody that you have lined up?
Yeah, we do have, I can't think of the guy's name.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, Lewis, what's the
It's in the other
name?
File.
Hold on one second. We have Lewis here. He's going to tell me what
the producer.
This week we have Carl Anthony from automoblog.net, and he also does some chassis work for Ford, and he's on the Chevy truck team that does stuff internally with Chevrolet.
Nice.
And that was Lewis Jr.
Right. The producer of the show.
The producer, yeah.
He works hard, too. He really does. How does Lewis scout his guests? Does he have any tips that I could steal from him? Because I'm always...
You know, it's a lot of networking, you know, calling around and talking to different people, and they lead us to you know, other avenues.
Yeah.
You know, we're just really trying to make it happen, and we're doing everything we can to move forward.
Right. Well, we're here to help you, and we appreciate the help you've given us, and you know, we look forward to a continued relationship because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you having me on. And like I said, if anybody wants to watch the show, they can go to my website, www.allendsmag.com, and you can watch the replays. You can contact us. You can even buy Lou Santiago T-shirts.
That's right. You got the new T-shirts that debuted last week. Right.
Yep.
And that was from a fellow who comes on to Blab. It was one of the listeners or viewers who actually made those for you. Is that correct?
Yes, that was Tim. He's at Artistic Screen Printing out of Warren, Ohio, and he did an incredible job on our shirts.
Nice.
So he'll probably be doing all our stuff when we do shows. You know, we'll be selling shirts and giving shirts away for prizes. So he's our man.
And you can book him for a band gig because he's looking to play too. So
yep.
And we learned a lot about it. All right, Lewis, well, we gotta run and move on to some other things, but we'll be looking for you on Blab on Thursday night, and if anything else comes along, we will certainly get in touch with you and share.
Okay, I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, Lewis. Thanks.
Thanks, Lewis.
Right,
take care, Lou. We'll talk to you soon. Bye bye. Lewis Lee from AllEndsMag.com. If you missed any of the interview, please go to MotorMouthRadio.com later on this evening. You'll be able to check it out. We'll have it up there for you.
So in the meantime, the phone line's open, 516-572-7440. There's your phone number to get a hold of us. Yes.
And if you think you know what 72% of men exaggerate about when talking to women, you can feel free to call in and give us that information.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, it's... I would say the down low answer that Joe just gave beyond the computer.
Eat the scarole, maybe?
Yeah.
A little bit of Keith's cabbage lettuce. No, that's not it. That's a good one, though.
Yeah, it's not it.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll try and figure it out. 72% of men exaggerate to women. I'm assuming women that they don't know or women that they want to know a little bit better.
So, right.
Because I'm sure their wives all know that it's all about
conscious women,
breathing women.
I was going to say, is this conscious? What level of intoxication? Does that have anything to do with this?
No. It really is just one of those social things that when guys, I guess, are talking to women in bars or socially, whatever. I would think the answer seems to pertain to like a. Maybe like a dating situation or like a social situation. I mean, like, man, then again, guys could do this with their wives, too. They could actually exaggerate about this with their wives.
Yeah, it can't be finances. That's out.
There's a lot of things it couldn't be, right? Yeah. So that kind of, like, takes you down a path. It's,
that's what I was thinking it was, too. I was thinking
it eliminates a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm saying that. It's money.
Right, no, not the scuttle.
They don't. I exaggerated about money.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay.
Because I mean, no one knew that I was the multimillionaire that I am now.
Right. Well, that's good. You keep that low-down profile, the low-key profile.
No
like
one
that.
Knew I had piles.
See that 64 Caddy? Mine is the car, two cars down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You see, if you're looking at the door of the club, I know, Chris.
The Cavalier, yeah. That's Chevette. That's the one.
That's funny, Joe. I had a 64 Caddy. Anyway.
And a Cavalier.
And a Cavalier. That's true.
Ah. So you had my disease as well.
Yes, I have. I had an 87 Cavalier.
Oh, the box Cavalier.
The box one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an RS.
Ah, the only difference was it had red emblems.
That was it.
Everything else was the same.
Everything was the same.
Everything else
it
was
had the
same.
Red emblems. It had the newer style dashboard. I remember that.
Mm.
But it didn't have the old style dash, the early 80s dash. It had the newer dash, the updated
lipstick
version.
Lipstick pig. Yep. Gotcha. I could say that because I'm a devoted Cavalier owner. I'm on my like the third or fourth one now.
How did you possibly kind of gravitate to those vehicles? Or did they find you?
Well, real quick, when I first met who ended up being my wife, that lived a distance away, and I had a gas-guzzling V8 hot rod, and I worked at Chevy, and I saw this really cute thing. It looked like a miniature Camaro.
Oh, how cute!
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was the sporty Cavalier. There's an oxymoron.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I bought it for the gas mileage.
And that's what they all said.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly.
You kids.
It also had power windows and air conditioning that worked. So hey,
nice step up from the comfort department.
It was my going out car. You know what I mean?
It was your Eldorado.
Yeah, just to show you where my head was at.
Let's go to the phone. Still fun. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Professor Ray. Hello, Joey D.
Gentlemen, are we ready? Hi. 3, 2, 1. It's the Big Man! What's up, Salty Pepper? What are you doing?
Yeah, Chili Willy.
I can't tell you exactly what I'm doing, but I'm saying the theme of today is start your engine.
Why is that, Cookie?
You working on your lawnmower?
Because, you know, it's below zero.
Oh. I say start leave your engine alone.
You know, Howie, are you one of those people that, like, post the thermometer on Facebook to show everybody that it's 0 degrees up? Are you one of those guys?
No, I don't do that. I don't post that on Facebook. I do other things on Facebook.
Yeah, okay, good. Hey, listen, so to divert from that, because I'm afraid. Right. Howie, can you answer the question of the day? What 72% of men exaggerate about when speaking to women?
72%? Say that again?
Have you been listening?
72% of men exaggerate about this when talking to a woman. What is it?
72% about their love life.
No, that's not it. Okay, so back to Facebook.
I don't know. What is it?
No, well, it's a question. People get a chance to answer, so you'll find out at the end of the show.
Yeah, we're not going
to
divulge it till later.
I was going to say, though, I had some fun the other night. I got to see the Goat Man and the Brooklyn Time Machine playing again live at Sip This in Valley Stream.
The Goat Man, you mean Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis. Went to see the band play Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in great form. They did a version of Wipeout, man. They were. I never knew Dennis's fingers could move that fast. And he was
That's impressive, huh?
Yeah, it was very good. They did an excellent rendition. Mm. They got a new bass player in the band. I got to meet Wayne. So that was pretty cool. And he's a strumming bass player, not a picker. It was kind of weird. I'm used to, you know, boom, 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 the picker basses. Really? He's a strummer. Like, he's a rhythm bass. Boom, 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 like that. Yeah, he's a strummer. And then at one point, Dennis,
I needed that sound again.
They were doing actually Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Dennis went over to fill in on the drum kit. So Wayne picks up Dennis's Gretsch and starts playing the guitar. So he's a multifaceted guitar player. Good show. You should check them out if you ever get a chance to see the band live. Brooklyn Time Machine.
Not like a multifaceted picker like Howie here is.
No.
No.
Oh, of course.
Howie can pick them.
You can. You can pick them.
Did you guys, check your, start up the generator, raise the heat in the house, start your engine, start a few cars so that they work the next day?
Did we?
Didn't walk here.
Yeah. The Cavalier kicked right over. The rest of my family had good sense to stay in the house.
I was thanking my stars that I chose to put a new battery in my car instead of nursing it along, because I definitely would have been dead in the water if I didn't.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Yes, Howie, I did kick over the rolling toolbox. Yes, I did.
Well, Howie, we are going to have to take a break, so that means we're playing some music.
Keep warm, guys.
With a plucky bass.
Take care, Ray, Joey D.
Okay, Howie.
Yeah, stay in touch, Howie.
Be well.
Bye. All right. Bye. 516-572-7440 is the phone number to get a hold of us right here at Motormouth Radio. And, of course, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. If your significant other loves your classic car or hot rod more than you do, that's right, if they're willing to kick you out to keep the car, well, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour, so keep it where you got it. Got a lot more of this mess, and it's coming your way.
Car not running right? Let the Motormouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
Whether your car is fast or slow, we're your number one radio show. Motormouth Radio. Baby, ow.
For nearly 25 years, attorney Kenneth Landau in Mineola and his expert guests have been educating our listeners about their legal rights. After an accident, when buying and selling real estate, concerning wills and estates, the criminal justice system, employment, business law, and much, much more. You too can learn about the law and your legal rights on Law You Should Know. Every Monday at 4 p.m., Tuesday at 1 p.m., or Sunday at 7 a.m., right here on 90.3 FM WHPC, the radio voice of Nassau Community College. Streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Excuse me. Alrighty. Welcome back to Motormouth Radio. We are taking those calls. The phone line is open. 516-572-7440. Where do we know?
Motormouth Radio.
There it is.
Woof.
A little delayed reaction there.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Joe's going to Chinese on us. He's make believe he's in Taiwan over here.
So anyway, you know what I noticed?
No,
I noticed that there is something that has got to be. There's the worst smelling. What would you say? Penetrant oil that's out there, and I found it. Have you ever smelled PB Blaster?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Isn't that stuff awful?
No, but that's the nappiest looking scarf I've ever seen.
Come on.
That thing needs a shave. It's got balls on it. It's got balls of fur.
Look at that.
You've been wearing that since grade school, I think.
It's a great scarf.
Like you stole that from the cat.
Jeez.
This is a great scarf.
That is ugly.
Look at this scarf. Come on.
The bottom is how it's supposed to look.
Come on. Stick it.
Yeesh. Yeah. Bend over. Let's get the Leatherman tool, Joe. I need to get the extension. We're going to do a little insertion here.
All right.
Listen.
Yes.
PB Blaster aside,
I'll
give you the answer to what 72% of men exaggerate about. They've been talking to women about.
What?
How good they were at sports back in school.
I'm out.
The Al Bundy syndrome.
Yes, the Al Bundy syndrome.
Football
days.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope.
I wonder why I couldn't answer this question.
See?
Yeah, because, sports.
Not me.
Yeah, really.
I was not the sports
guy. You've seen guys do that, like in a group.
Really?
One guy will say something, and then everybody kind of, comes in with their own.
Yeah, how many touchdowns they...
Or baseball, or wrestling, or whatever it was, or basketball. Guys will tend to do that. They'll really pump up the sports stuff.
But do you think women would be interested in that?
Well, it's another little machismo way of showing,
I would guess a certain type of guy would, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Then again, some of us are fat and furious, so, like, you don't have to worry about such things.
No, I always thought, right. You know what? When I was single, my friends always say to me, don't talk to women about cars. They're not interested. And it was the truth. I never talked to women about cars because 99.9% of them were not interested. And I always thought the same thing about sports. Women don't care about sports. Mm. At least
pretty much.
98% of them don't care about sports.
Unless, of course, you're like, you know, a NBA star or something like that, in which case it's, come on, let's go to my, you know, I'm a sports star, let's go out to my Bentley and we'll go to my penthouse.
Right.
Yeah, then they're interested in cars and sports.
Right.
Then, other than that, nah.
Then there's a certain interest.
Our friend and listener Mark is reporting that he's catching that my audio is a bit overmodulated on the computer. Ooh. Not on the radio, but on the computer. Mm. So I don't know what that is, Mark. Maybe it's because I talk close to the mic.
All right, well, we'll just bring us all down then.
But no, not on the radio, just on the computer, on the computer feed. So,
well, I guess the computer would probably be...
Actually, he says, no, it's the whole show on the computer. He just clarified it.
Oh, yeah, sometimes it's like, it sounds
it's
like,
not me.
I am Iron Man. Right. Yeah, I've seen that a couple times.
He says, the whole show is overmodulated on the computer. Okay, Mark, thank you for that. Duly noted, and we will move forward. Chris just fixed it.
Yes. That's with it, like 3 minutes to go, we fixed it.
Yeah. Right.
It's okay, though.
I dropped the levels, bring up my monitor, everything's fine.
So the next 3 minutes should be silky smooth.
So if that fixed it, let us know.
Yes. 516-572-7440. That's the phone number. We still have time. We still have time to get in
a quickie. Or talk about sports.
Impress those women.
Yeah.
Talk about cars. 516-572-7440. That is the phone number.
Yeah, let's face it. Women, you know, for the most part, women are like, you know, if you, they'll be like, yeah, nice car. You know, meanwhile, you built it with your own two hands. You painted it.
Right.
You built the engine. Cute. And it's like, yeah, Mark, it's a nice car. Oh, it's shiny.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I'll take shiny.
Mark said, no, it's still overmodulated. So it's probably through the software and the computer stuff that's doing
right.
It's probably something we don't have control over.
Ask Mark if it's us or if it's TuneIn.
I think you just did.
Oh.
Because he's listening, so.
Yeah, I guess he is. <You know?
laughs> No, it's probably through the computer because the audio signal on the radio is fine. Mark is comprehensive. I think he did a dual check there.
Mm. Well, thank you, Mark, for monitoring this program.
Right.
At least somebody's doing some kind of quality control.
Yeah.
Because it sure as heck ain't us.
No. There ain't no
QA going on here.
We just fling it out, and whatever hits the wall, it sticks. We're good with it.
If it slides down, catch it on the drop.
That's why they make mops.
That's right.
So who do we have coming up in anything in the future? Anything
yeah,
in the
speaking
future?
Of mopping up.
Well, next week there's the weeks from now we have Marty Shore on Sunday.
Finally,
if something comes in by next week, I'll let you know. But as of right now, no.
Marty Shore, be good to
Mark
talk to Uncle
says, Marty. Says, yes, tell Mark? Chris.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I'm waving at you guys. Can't you see me? No, the monitor goes off, Mark, when it goes into the display goes into sleep mode, so we see a blank screen right now. But hi.
Which pretty much sums up our minds, yeah.
I like the fact that Mark
we can
is
see
waiting us.
No, they can't see them. They can only see us.
Right.
Oh, good. Hey, wait a minute. Stop that.
I'm glad the show is winding down. That's all I have.
Winding down, winding up.
I have a nap in my near future.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the show is winding down. So, all right. I'm going to put that in there. And, so we have next week to look forward to here at Motormouth Radio and good stuff, good times. Not the Thursday, but the
right. No
the
guest
Sunday.
Unless
yeah,
somebody
right. No
drops
more,
in.
Yeah, no more Thursdays.
And then, like I said, the week.
Anybody's
after
got
that.
Any questions or ideas or something that you want to throw at us that we could research during the week?
We've got plenty of time to do that now. Yeah.
Yeah, bring it on.
Plenty of time.
Don't just call in. You can. Like maybe emails, questions, something like that.
We can do some Rupert's drop experiments with the glass.
Yeah, with the glass. That was cool. Yes.
I got a guy at work wants to do that as a. He wants me to do that as part of the classwork, and I'm like, you know what? If we can get the kiln and the high speed cameras, what I want 130,000 frames a second.
That's great.
That is. I always
There's
wanted
all
to.
Kinds of crap
I always
that.
Wanted to work with a high speed camera like that, and I still do. I would love to play around with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but. Yeah, 130,000 frames a second, Minky. That's got to be like a real heavy duty, you know.
All right, well, let's see if we have any sort of music to get out of here. That's it. We're done. This is Motormouth Radio for Joe D. Ray Guarino. I'm Chris Switzer. And always remember the advice we always love to give. Don't follow us home. See ya.
And if you do, bring donuts.
You're listening to Thunder Road with Kim Tracy on 90.3 FM WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College.